I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. No doubt you are familiar with that oath. Perhaps you've had a personal experience. You have been in a court of law where someone was asked to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Or maybe you're just a fan of the old Perry Mason reruns, or maybe one of those judge shows like Judge Judy, or Last Shot with Judge Gunn, or any one of several other television programs like those. Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God? Did you tell the truth on Thursday around your family Thanksgiving table? That's all we want this morning. We want Jesus to tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Are you a king? But instead, Pilate doesn't ask Jesus to swear to tell the truth. He just simply says, "Are you a king?" And the funny thing is, Jesus indicates that Pilate tells the truth when he says, "You say that I am." And when questioned further, Jesus will say to Pilate, "For this I was born, to testify to the truth, that is to tell the truth." And Pilate scoffs and says, "What is truth?" Obviously, truth was as slippery then as it is now in 2012. Do you swear to tell the truth? Do you? Jesus says he was born to tell the truth. And everyone who belongs to the truth, which is simply another way of saying, everyone who knows the truth listens to my voice. Do you listen to Jesus' voice? Now tell the truth, do you? Do you listen to Jesus' voice? What is he telling you? What is Jesus telling you? Tell the truth. To listen to Jesus is to listen to his life. Have you ever tried that? Have you ever tried listening to someone's life? Very popular movie now, the movie about Lincoln. One of the things they were so concerned about was getting his voice right. Nobody remembers what his voice was like, and there's no recording of it. But Daniel Day-Lewis and the director both thought that they got it right. And it's funny when they interview people, they say, "Yeah, I think that's what he would have sounded like." You listen to his life when you watch the movie. Do you listen to Jesus' life? Do you ever listen to your own life? What is your own life telling you? Remember, to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. What is your life telling you? I'm wishing he was done with the sermon. I'm bored. I'm tired. I'm angry. I'm challenged. I'm content. I'm happy. I'm changing. I'm getting even. I'm scared. To listen to Jesus is to listen to your own life too. Listen to Jesus' life. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the way, the truth, and the life." When we listen to Jesus' life, we hear the truth about us and about the one who would be king if you say he is your king. When we listen to Jesus' life, we hear the sounds of bread breaking. We hear the sounds of loaves and fishes being gathered and people being fed. The hungry are filled. When we listen to Jesus' life, we hear promises, the promise of forgiveness. This is given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. We hear the truth about ourselves, and we know our need to be saved, to be fed and to be nourished by God's holy word, to be gathered together as the communion of saints around his table, not ours. Oh, all of this is theologically correct, of course. And Michelle Collette, who writes for one of my favorite homiletical journals, Celebration, she writes this: we need food, but do we need God? Everyday life is busy, hectic, distracting. Rarely do we stop to reflect that we didn't create ourselves, our loved ones, and rarely do our lives allow us the leisure to pray, to think, to work for justice. Yet when we listen to our own lives, we know that all human beings know that within every person there is a frequency of the soul. That is a frequency, like a radio frequency, tuned to God, even when we cannot name it as such. This is what drives us, makes us cast around for the truth in our attempts to find meaning and explanations for the real mysteries of human life. Our task as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, is to help one another uncover, dust off, tune in to that frequency, the frequency of the soul, to hear and respond to the truth that is Jesus, the Savior. To the truth that Jesus offers. And you might be surprised to learn this morning, it is not truth for truth's sake. It is not the love of truth, but it is true love. Not the love of truth, but true love. Like Pilate, we want to know the truth too. And then once we get the truth, we can use it. But we are not called to be lovers of truth. When we listen to Jesus' life and to our own through his, we know we are called to be true lovers, especially to those who haven't had good experiences of love. True love is to feed the world, to break the bread and share it with others, to know that we are overwhelmingly blessed with food, medicine, water, clean air. True love is to create communities where individuals and families are nurtured and given the tools and the resources to support and love one another, forgive one another. True love is to care for children, the elderly, the sick, and those who are discriminated against. True love. True love is to love those whom we find ourselves in conflict with. True love is to forgive again and again. And again, 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 and again. One can't help but hear Jesus again and again and again. When you listen to his life, you hear that breaking of the bread, the pouring of the wine, the rush of water into the baptismal font. Finally, to listen to Jesus' life is to hear that he is a king like no other king. Patricia Sanchez, who also writes for Celebration, she wrote this about Jesus being a king. Although Jesus' reign is one of universal proportions, its boundaries are not determined by force, but by faith. His rule is not one of geographic territories, but of the human heart. human hearts which have not been vanquished, but have willingly welcomed Jesus as their King, who, when they listen to Jesus' life, hear again his words, that he did not come to be served, but to serve. Unlike any other earthly king who is crowned, enthroned, and then reigns until he dies, Jesus' reign began at the moment of his death. And it begins every time you say, he is my King. He is the one to whom my knee bows. He is the one whom enables and empowers me to be a true lover. He is the King who is crowned with thorns, cloaked in a mockery of purple robes, and enthroned on a cross, but whose reign is eternal. He never led an army, but nevertheless, he fought an all-out war against sin and death. He won a victory that continues to be celebrated every time a sinner is forgiven. His kingdom continues, and you can see his servants everywhere. They are the ones who are listening to the truth, the ones who don't so much love the truth as they are true lovers. True lovers of what Jesus loved, this creation, and every creature in it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.